Dasuranandana Brajajanaranjana Yasuranandana Brajajanaranjana Yamanatira Vanasari Yamanatira Vanasari Jaya Radha Madhava Sundari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nanda Amna Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nanda Amna Braja Jana Ranjana Yamanatira Vanasami Yamanatira Vanasami Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupa, Brahmanza, Brajagacharja, Stratarasata, Shishi, Madesi, Bhaktivinoda, Swami, Prabhupada, Ki. Kachulia, Pravishnam, Vishnupa, Brahmanza, Brajagacharja, Stratarasata, Shishi, Mabhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswati, Ki. Anatta Koti, Vaishnavinda, Ki. Yamacha, Jahavidashtaku, Ki. Panchi, Gahu, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhunitananda, Shri Advaiti, Gadadha, Shri Vasudhi, Gopi, Bhaktivinoda, Shri Shri Radha, Krishna, Gopi, Gopina, Shamakun, Radha, Kun, Kiri, Govedanki. Vrindavan Dham ki, Mayapur Navadip Dham ki, Pori Dham ki, Nirramaniti Dham, Song Veta Bhaktivinoda. Glory some of the devotees, oh glory some of the devotees. Glory Shri Guru and Gauranga Gautamarandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canon, chapter 15, verse 30. Gitam Bhagavata Gyanam. Yatat Sangrama Modani Kalakarmata Morudhang Punaradhyagamat Prabhu Gitam Bhagavata Gyanam Yatat Sangrama Mordhani.
Kalakarma
Tamoludham. Punar Adyagamat
Prabhu.
Gitam Bhagavata
Gyanam.
Yatat Sangrama Mordhani. Kalakarma
Tamoludham.
Punaradhyagamat
Prabhu.
Somebody else. Gitam
instructed.
Bhagavata. By the personality of Godhead.
Godhead.
Gyanam. Transcendental knowledge.
Yat.
Which.
Tat.
That.
Sangrama
Mordhani. In the midst of battle.
Kalakarma.
Time and actions.
Tamarudham.
Enwrapped by such darkness. Puna Adyagamat. Revive them again.
Prabhu,
the Lord of the senses.
Because
of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this is not the case. And again, he became Lord of his senses. And purport. A conditioned soul is enwrapped in his fruit of activities by the force of eternal time. But the Supreme Lord, when he incarnates on the earth, is not influenced by Kala, or the material conception of past, present, and future. The activities of the Lord are eternal, and they are manifestations of his Atmamaya, or internal potency. All pastimes or activities of the Lord are spiritual in nature, but to the layman, they appear to be on the same level with material activities. It so appeared that Arjuna and the Lord were engaged in the battle of Kurukshetra, as the other party was also engaged. But factually, the Lord was executing his mission of incarnation and association with his eternal friend, Arjuna. Therefore, such apparently material activities of Arjuna did not drive him away from his transcendental position, but on the contrary, revived his consciousness of the songs of the Lord as he sang them personally. This revival of consciousness is assured by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 1865 as follows. Manmana Baba Mad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskaru Mamadaisha Se Satyante Patijane Prayosime. One should think of the Lord always. The mind should not forget him. One should become a devotee of the Lord and offer obeisances unto him. One who lives in that fashion becomes undoubtedly endowed with the blessings of the Lord by achieving the shelter of his lotus feet. There is nothing to doubt about this eternal truth, because Arjuna was his confidential friend. The secret was disclosed to him. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in his execution, in the execution of his mission only, and therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord, and by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead. This is the highest perfection of life. Om Gyan Samananda Shyagana Jana Shaka Chakshana Vaitanya Pasma Shigana Vena Kita Tanya Mano Vishtam Kapitam Gena Bhutara Svayam Bhutara Dhamma Yanda Dati Sapadanti Kam Vandeham Shri Gaur Kriya Tata Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Mavitashi Sana Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Tam Shah Pancha Kaupata Rubyashtra Kripasinda Beva Chapati Tanam Pavani Go Vaishnavi Go Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gitam Bhagavata Gyanam Yatat Sangrama Mordani Kalakarma Tamorudham Punaradhyagama Prabhu. Because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead, but factually this was not the case. And again he became Lord of his senses. So in the purport here, Prabhupada says, a conditioned soul is enwrapped in his fruit of activities by the force of eternal time. The verse is kala karma. In the Bhagavatam, it will say things like kala karma gunadi no. The living entity is under kala karma. Adino means he's a servant of these. Besides that, there's also other things. Gunana matena, his own karma, the kala, but there's other things like culture. Prabhupada mentions culture. And here are the senses. We're under the control of senses. Therefore, there is a prayer by, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kama Dinam Katina Katida Palita Duni Deshas. The senses are controlling us. And therefore, Arjuna became lord of his senses. It appeared that he wasn't for a while, that he was forgetting. Even Krishna says in the fourth chapter of the Gita, you bahuni me vyatitani yatamanani charjana, where he says that it appear you and I have both taken birth, that you forget. So in a letter, Prabhupada clarified this, that Arjuna is eternally in relation with Krishna, but he's put into forgetfulness, and especially this situation appears on the battle of Kurukshetra that he forgets himself. And so all these instructions are there, not only for Gita, Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana, that also for the bhaktas. The bhaktas have to drink the nectar that Krishna is milking. He's the coward boy, Gopala Nandana. Arjuna is also drinking, but we are also to drink, not just Arjuna. We have also forgotten probably a lot more than Krishna. Arjuna. Krishna is not forgetting. Sometimes Krishna puts himself into forgetfulness, mugva. He appears to forget who he is. He enjoys that way. He's a little coward boy, he's crying, and he's also forgetting himself. I am not God. Like when Brahma's speaking all these exalted prayers, Krishna's sitting there and also, what is he talking about? I don't know. Who is he talking about this? He's almost ignoring it. It appears that he's ignoring it. So Krishna can also forget. And Apohanamcha, Krishna also tells everybody in the Bhagavad Gita, he's telling Arjuna, he's telling everybody that you can forget. Maya Mugda Jiviri Nahi Svatik. By your own, in Chaitanya Charita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling Sanatana Goswami, the living entities on their own, Maya Mugda, because they're completely bewildered by Maya. Maya Mugda Jiviri Nahi Svatik Krishna. On their own, they can never remember. Now, Arjuna, he's so fortunate that he had these instructions, Gitaṁ Bhagavata, directly by personality of God, so he can recall them. But we can also recall by reading Bhagavad Gita, Gitaṁ Shastram, the glorification of Gita is there. Malinamokchanam Pungsam, Jalasnanam Dine Dine, that every day one bathes in the Ganga. Similarly, one has to bathe his mind and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes it is possible to jump ahead, to forget to actually read the instructions, but then forget the basic. Bhagavad Gita is so basic. Although it's basic, we don't forget to chant Bhagavad Gita. That every day, some devotees are chanting whole Bhagavad Gita every day. Still they have time, they're reading Bhagavatam, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading so many other things. At least Prabhupada said, you must read one chapter a day, chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So this, we were just hearing that a few verses ago, there's one verse where he says, Hritapo Pashamani Cha. Hritapo Pashamani Cha. It relieves in all. Desha Karlata Yuktani Hritapo Pashamani Cha. There's burning in the heart. The material world means is a burning jvale, divanishi yajvale. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it. Day and night we're burning. So it's very literal also, not just figurative. You talk to anybody and like 30% of the country is burning. Practically the whole countries in Europe, Siberia, we think of Siberia as being a nice chilly place, but they have a huge fire bigger than all the other fires. In Siberia, all combined. And in California, all those states, Nevada, all the way to Colorado, smoke. And smoke is coming all the way. Devotees telling me, covering New York, covering New Jersey. So there's always this burning in the material world. And so it's also caused by our karma. This is a group, global karma. They cause their own destruction. Kala karma gunadi no. Maya manasrujati karma mayam baliya. Prahlad Maharaj in one prayer, many prayers. They're super nectar, but they also have the technical siddhanta. So mayam, he's a little 5-year-old boy and he's speaking these prayers. Maya mana, being impelled by the mind. Maya mana, the maya by the maya. Maya mana srujati karma mayam. By his own karma. Belief, and it's very powerful. The mind takes over the living entity. It just pushes you. Maya mana srujati karma mayam baliya. Gunanamateena. And also by the gunas, the three gunas. They're entangling us. Here is mentioning tamagun. So in the 14th chapter of Gita, which Arjuna heard, which we all can hear every day, the nectar. These chabi buyo, one is overtaking the other. The satun, raja, tama, and sometimes the mode of goodness is prominent, sometimes tamagun is prominent, sometimes raja. Generally, this material world is known as the tama. Therefore, devotees are meant to become uttama. Uttama, beyond. Uttama purushastvanya. Like it's mentioned here, Krishna is beyond. So that's given in 15 chapters, 15. Atita, he's beyond this Atita Guna. He's called Atita, beyond this material world. So if one wants to also transcend the Tamagun, Omagyana, Timarandasya, he has to take shelter of the line. Like one time I was in Prabhupada's quarters. So He said, oh yes, this painting is nice, but if you continue to paint, because if you stop doing this activity, he said, if you continue to paint in this line, the simple succession, then you can go back to God. But if I forget and I want to do some other things, or I may completely forget what to speak of Arjuna, even, I mean, what to speak of us, we are so insignificant. Arjuna is an eternal priosime. He's telling Arjuna, man manabhava, his Prabhupada's quoting this verse. And what does it say here? Pratijane, I guarantee, this word means I promise. Pratijane priyosini, because you're dear to me. You are a friend. Anasuyave, non-envious. How can one become friend? It is directly said there in so many places in Gita, especially when you read 12th chapter. In the end of the 11th chapter of the Gita, it was Krishna stated that he saw Arjuna was fearful. He said, therefore, Ma Preti, give up this fearfulness. I'm going to show you Soumya Vapu, my very gentle, wonderful form. So first he showed him again forearm form, and then he showed two-arm form. Nityam darshana kanchina, evam rupasya nityasya. Even the demigods, they're always anxious to see this form of Krishna, the two-armed, wonderful form. Baha pidam natavaravapu karnaya karnikaram. It's there in Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada stresses that we should want to see that two-armed form, not even forearm. Forearm form appeared before Devaki Vasudeva, but also again appeared in two-armed form. Two-armed form is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Although the forearm form is huge form of Krishna Mahavishnu, Yashaita Nisvashita Kamata Valambya, out of that form all the universes are coming, and he's entering in as the various Vishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, described that we're reading Brahma Samhita every day. Still, Brahma Samhita, it seems like only 63 verses or something, but then you read it your whole life and you're like amazed, like every day, like what? It's so amazing that you always rapt to hear it again and again. And Arjuna said that about Bhagavad Gita. He said, I never tire of hearing your nectarine instruction. He was hearing all these different padanyataku, all the different examples. And in 10th chapter, let me get this somehow a little bit off. Okay. It's on.
Sounds good. I use your question.
Well, they're telling me to shut up. So, throughout Gita, the instructions are so powerful. The modes of nature are mentioned here, tamagun, and who can become friend of Krishna, anasuyave, one who is non-envious. And Krishna says that in many places also, non-envious. Idam tu te guyatamam pravakshyam anasuyave. I'm giving you this guyam, very confidential knowledge. So if we want to become, to understand that and realize it, then we also have to become confidential servitors. It's not possible unless we, Guru Devatma, it's mentioned there in 11th chapter, 11th canto, accept the Guru as most worshipable. And we can do that because he is friend. We are not, we have no connection with Krishna. Some people want to become directly, they say, we can go directly to Krishna. Why do we need Guru? No, you need Guru. One example I heard recently was, I think it's in the Shastra, but I forget where. Anyway, the sage, so one person said, why do I need Guru? Why do I need Guru? I can go directly. You can go directly. Let me see now. Can you put your hand in the fire? Said, no, I can't. Well, here, hold the log. Mm-hmm. Then you can deal with the fire. So directly, you cannot deal with the fire with Krishna, but by holding the log, you can manipulate fire, even though it's burning. So we need to have the transparent via media. Though many of us now, some of us, are reading the history, a very amazing history of Prabhupada in Bombay, and how he was directing every minute activity. You know, he told the big swamis, they had one flat, and so Prabhupada came in, it was just painted. He said, "So, you're having program here?" Because they had moved away from Juhu because it was so rough and they could be closer to the Bombay town and where all the memberships and all the preaching was going on, basically. So then Prabhupada immediately came in and said, "So, are you having morning program, evening program?" They said, "No, actually, we're not. We're just getting ready to do that. But no, if you're not having that, you're simply," he called it Vaisho Pajivaka. He used this word a few times. Vaisho, I never heard that. So somehow or other, Giriraj has compiled all this. Can you tell him why not, son? It's okay. This Vaisho Pajivaka means you're leaving Jivaka by just dressing. You're dressing up as sadhus, either sannyasi or brahmacharis, going downtown and just collecting money. So you have no difference than other persons who are working as karmis. They're working very hard. They may be driving 1 hour to their work and then doing their business and then going back. And you're going downtown dressing and begging. So Prabhupada is always very astute to hammer the devotees. And whenever there was some problem with legal, there was many problems with that story. And many demons, big demons, fighting to prevent the appearance of that temple. So Prabhupada was knowing all the law. He knew which lawyer to get, who to trust. The devotees did not know. Even after they'd given up and completely smashed the whole contract to get the land, still Prabhupada was able to salvage it. Not only salvage it, but the lady, Mrs. Nair, she was actually crying. He was calling her his daughter. And so people who have no understanding of Prabhupada, if they read that book, they'll have developed some understanding. They have to. How he was expert in manipulating. Not only the spiritual, yes, okay, that's nice to be in ecstasy. But Prabhupada was establishing, working. Vidya avidyam cha, yes. Not only is he knowing the spiritual energy, that's, but it's said also about our Sutta Goswami that the Shonaka and the sages were praising that vijam cha, yes. No, there's another verse there, and that's Isha Upanishad. One should be understanding, especially the Acharya knows that. And everyone can understand how fallible, how insignificant others are. It becomes very clear when you see how Prabhupada acted. Some of us lived through that time. We weren't right there at that particular time. We saw Prabhupada, how he could affect ordinary persons, big person, small person. So these are the Acharya. Acharya mam bhajaniyam, navamanyeta karajit. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, "I don't see any of my men are fit to become Acharya." Because they were thinking they were fit. And maybe they have to become, of course, but Acharya, one has to act. Apani Achari, Prabhu Jivirishikoi. Lord Chaitanya was acting as Acharya. And he said, unless one acts, he cannot preach. So this term is used here, Atmamaya. Prabhupada was referring to this term from the, not in this verse. Yeah, Atmamaya. The activities of the Lord are eternal, they are manifestations of his Atmamaya. So in the second canto, it's described there, Atmamaya te rajan. Parashyamu bhavatmanaha, that the living entity and is also beyond this material as Krishna is. Name karmani limpanti, name karmani limpanti, name karma palace, but imam yobajanati. So in the second canto in that chapter there, it's described, atma mairate rajan, parasyanu bhavatmana, nagate tarta. That there's no meaning of the living entity, swapna drashtor, in this material world, because he's actually dreaming. Otherwise we have, Prabhupada says in several places, our position is in, our eternal position should be in the spiritual world, but we're in this, taking various bodies, bahurupa, described here. So Arjuna is taking the spiritual bodies, but we're taking material bodies. Bahurupa ibhavati maya bahurupaya. Bahurupaya. Taking so many material bodies, bahurupa. Vishabde's instructions, he also describes that how we're taking so many material bodies, one after another. Eva mana, due to the mind, as described here. Eva mana karma vasham. Karma vasham, we're under control of our own karma. So the body is acting out whatever the mind is thinking, and due to that, then we accrue more and more karma. Anadi karma pale paribhavanana vijalaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes it. We're pushed into this. Somehow we're here, ocean. You can argue, Prabhupada said, forever, whether we came here, how, but we're in this ocean. And in the ocean, it's very dangerous. Even if you swim, the best swimmer, what are you going to do if you're dropped in the middle of this ocean? Bhavanava jalaya. It's full of sharks. The sun is beating down. I know one time I was in Hawaii and I was I had some sickness. What is it called? Boat sickness or something? Seasickness. And so I got in a life preserver because, you know, you're vomiting and everything. There's no bathroom on the boat. And so I was out there in the ocean. And Hawaii is actually pleasant. You're only 2 miles off. You can see the coast there. But can you imagine being in the middle of the ocean? No life preserver. Well, even if you have a life preserver, there's sharks and other things. You're trying to swim. How far can you swim? Sometimes they try to swim the English Channel, or they try to swim from Cuba. It's like, what, 20 miles or 30, 40 miles. You might swim that much, but eventually you're finished because we're so insignificant. So therefore, even Sanatana Goswami says to Lord Chaitanya, Kayami Kenayama Jari Tapo Tri. I don't know who I am. I'm being beaten by these three miseries. Janamagon. I have so many births that I'm taking. Ni Jati Ni Sangi. Here's described Sangrama in the battle. So we're in this battle. Not just Arjuna was in the battle, we're battling also constantly, battling our senses, battling everybody. Prahlad Maharaj describes it, how they're eating each other in this material world. Jivo jivasya jivanam. So Krishna is approaching when Vidura, previously we read it, I think. Yeah. That Vidura was just telling Dhritarashtra, get out of here immediately, look at you, you're dying. Kala. Saesha Bhagavan Kala. There's nothing will help you now. Dhritarashtra might have been thinking previously Vidura was able to give me so many advice. Now Vidura is giving him final advice. That Pratikriya na yasyena kutaschit karachit prabho. Pratikriya means there's no counteracting measure now. I cannot tell you anything to do. You just finished. It's over. Pratikriya. There's no pratikriya. Pratikriya. There's no atonement. There's Naveda yagya dhyayana. That's another instruction of the Gita that Krishna tells Arjuna, Naveda, naham vedayana tapasa na dana na na chejaya. None of those things will help. Naham vedaya, studying Veda on your own, at home, comfortably. Naham vedayana tapasa na dana by tapasa. But the sadhus, the Vaishnavas, like Lord Shiva, he's described, tapyanti lokatapena. He does perform. Well, he performed tapasya, but only for the benefit of others. Tapanti lokatapena. Lokatapena. Because others are, tapena means suffering, besides doing tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily, but everyone in the world, every living entity is suffering. Tapa means heat also. They're burning, just like the fires in California or wherever they are. So many burning people can't breathe. So right now, every once in a while, I think, wow, if you hear about it, you think, wow, we're getting fresh air. There's water. Many places there's no water. There's no air. So this is the Kali Yuga. And so therefore Arjuna says, I'm remembering these instructions. It's a previous verse. Hritta popashamani cha desha kalakta yuktani govinda bhitam. Govinda bhitam means these instructions of Krishna. It appears that he forgot, but he's starting to remember. How could you forget? Imagine Krishna is appearing in the universal form. Mihitam Surasanga Vashanti. Arjuna got to see all the demigods entering into the mouth of the universal form, being chewed up, Chunita, Uttamangai, the heads of the day of all these soldiers. So in this way, he's showing him that you want to see it, that's okay. But he's assuring him, don't mind that Drona, Bhishma, all your relatives will be killed, because it's already happened, he could see it. Then he thought, yes, it's already there. Prabhupada said, they had to die. They were offensive. They didn't do anything. Tropity. Especially Prabhupada mentioned that. So they actually were fit to die, even Bhishma, Drona. They had to die by that. You simply, nimitta matram savisachan, bhava savisachan. You become the instrument. Good screaming going on. So it says here, because Arjuna was his confidential friend, the secret was disclosed. Iti guyatamam shastram, itam uktam mayanaga, budva budimam shat kritikatastra. The most confidential secret. And then what is part of the most confidential secret? Also, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, nacha tasma manusheshu kaschid me pirkuttama, bhavita nacha me. No one will be more confidential, more friend of mine, one who preaches. So those great preachers like our Prabhupada, they take it up seriously, naturally. We take it up according to as birds fly in the sky. Yatāditam yatāmati. Sutta Goswami saying in first canon. According to my realization, I will speak. Sometimes Vishwanath Chakravarti uses the example. He said, these are very great truths. I'm speaking with a very small mouth. He's very humble. So I'm saying, maybe saying, but other. Now I'm dealing with all these wonderful jewels of the Bhagavatam. So those who are actually qualified, they'll get a kick out of that. They'll laugh. He's thinking like that. Vishwanath Chakravarti, most exalted acharya. But he's thinking like that. That the previous acharyas, they'll see me. Well, even that he knows they'll see him, I don't know. But they'll hear it. They'll know somehow. And they'll at least appreciate it as a joke. So we also think, what to speak of Vishwanath, if we're preaching or something, it's not our business to think that we're doing any big deal thing. You know? All the acharyas have come. So in the mood of Sanatan, Goswami also, Kayami Kanima, I don't know who I am. Tell me who I am. Jivir Surup Krishna. Krishna Surup, you are eternal servant of Krishna, tiny Chitkana. So throughout Bhagavatam, throughout this Gita, this is stressed again and again. Mami Vamsha Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We're also Sanatana, but we're struggling with senses. Arjuna appeared to be struggling also with his dilemma. What should I do? First chapter. I don't know what to do. He's crying. His Gandiva bow is slipping out from his hand. Vepatus chasharire me. His body is shaking. Wow, that's pretty heavy. He's a great warrior, but his body is shaking. Brahmativa chame mana. His mind was going here and there. So in the material world, everyone is in this position. They don't, they're like that. Atato Brahmajigyasa, Vedanta Sutra is there and tells us, you're meant to inquire about these things. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in the execution of his mission only. So Prabhupada stresses, if we can give up our own mission, which our mission is useless, fruitless, Saesha Bhagavan Kala, because Bhagavan Kala has come in time. Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham, Gita says. Krishna says in Gita. Remember, Arjuna heard all this. Mrityu, maybe it was spoken in 1 hour, or let's say 48 minutes. Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham, Udbhavas Chaham. I generating everything. I know everything. Vedaham Samatita, Ni, Vartaman in charge, and Bhavishyami. But no one knows me. No one knows me. This is stressed in so many places. The offering prayers, or what is it? Shesho Ganabi, even Lord Shesha. He has 1,000 miles, he's speaking. Shesho Ganabi, some of us. He cannot get to the limit, he cannot speak. Yashyantam Navadu, the Sura Sogana, whether you're a Sura or Asura, you cannot come to the limit of the glories of Krishna. It's unlimited. Yantam, Antah Pravishta Paramano Chantaraftam. He's coming into every atom with all of his powers. Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta Ketragyakyata Tatapara. Vishnu Shakti, this Atma Shakti, Atma Maya. So we're under the control of either the one energy. There's so many. Three, Parashya Shakti, Parashya Shakti. There's so many of those energies. So we're either, we're under, somehow we have to be under. So we are want to be under the yoga maya of Krishna. And we can only act in concert with the acharya, line of the acharyas. The mission here is mentioned. We cannot invent a mission. We can have our own little mission within a mission, a tiny mission we have, a tiny, very insignificant. The Lord Chaitanya has his mission also. Is Bharat Bhumite? He's giving instruction. Amaragyai Guru Hoy. You become Guru, everyone become Guru. Whether you're a tiny kid, you can, anyone can become Guru. Doesn't have to initiate the whole world, line them up. Pa, pa, pa. Just preaching. Amaragyai Guru Hoy, Tare Dad. Deha, what is it? Everywhere you go. Wow. Eat this fruit. I'm distributing this fruit. I am eating it. I am growing it. I am the tree. He's the amazing tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's not only the tree, but he's also producing the fruit, eating it. Ami ekamalakar. I'm only one gardener, really. I'm our pet. My stomach is full now, but I want to distribute every savakari, to all living entities. They eat the fruit, and their material desires will be satisfied, and their spiritual desires. So this is prema pumartha maham, the ultimate goal of this human form of life. That's what Arjuna is showing. Prema pumartha maham. So many goals, anartha, mostly anartha, not artha. Vyasadeva, in the Canto 1, 7th chapter, he's talking. Anato is describing him. Anato pasamam saksha. What is it? Anato pasamam saksha. Anato pasamam. Huh? Bhakti ubhajate pungsam. Shoka moha bhayavaha. Yasyam vaishuyamanayam. Krishna paramapuruṣe. When one takes Bhagavatam, then his fear, his lamentation are all extinguished. Shokamo. Arjuna was showing this lamentation. Even here he's kind of lamenting. I don't remember the instructions. He actually already said that a few verses ago, that he's remembering them. He's remembering them. So shokamo, illusion, all extinguished. by Srimad Bhagavatam, Anatta Pavsamam Sakshat. Lokasya Janato Vidvang, because Vyasadeva is Vidvang, and Sanjaya is also hearing the Gita from Vyas. Vyasa Prasada Shutabham. He says at the end of the Gita, he says, by the mercy of Vyas, he's sitting in the room with Dhritarashtra. Somehow he saw the battlefield. So Dhritarashtra was very worried because he already knew how powerful Arjuna was. Wherever there's Krishna and Arjuna, then there's no hope. At the last verse that Sanjaya finally told to Dhritarashtra, you don't have any hope, because wherever there's Krishna Arjuna, then there won't case of Arjuna or Punya. Wherever they're having the conversation and wherever they are, your sons have no hope. You are thinking, they are, what are they doing, Dharma Kshetra, Kukshetra? He was worried. Why would he even say that in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita? It's the only time he speaks Dhritarashtra in this Bhagavad Gita anyway. He's saying that because he already heard the glories of Arjuna. Arjuna had already wiped out all these Kurus. They came to steal cows. Arjuna was masquerading, or he was actually a eunuch. He smashed them all. He had already caught Duryodhan when Duryodhan tried to challenge the Gandharvas. He was tied up in a tree by the Gandharvas. And then the Pandavas came and let him throw. Dhritarashtra already heard these things, so he was definitely worried. What did they do? Like, what did they do? It's just like if you sit down and to eat prasadam, it's a wonderful feast, the Janmashtami or something with 35 preparations. So if someone says, well, what did he do? The plate was put in front of him, and I say, well, what did he do? What do you mean, what did he do? They fought, they ate, he ate, they fought. Why would he be saying that? Anyway. Okay, so, question?
So, I've been reading the Gayatri book, you know, Mahaniri, and he's glorifying each line of Gayatri, extensively, and how, especially Kama Gayatri and Gopal Gayatri, that you can, it fulfills all your desires. But again, also glorifying the Mahamantra and how that's more powerful than anything, just chanting Hare Krishna. He also says that if you chant Hare Krishna, it can keep you from going to hell, but without getting proper initiation, you'll never be able to enter into a real relationship with Krishna. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
There's one specific verse that describes that. Without Vaishnava initiation, Vaishnava Padishtena, Narayat, that one can still go to hell if he doesn't take initiation also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right? What's that verse? But see, Jiva Goswami is referring also to Gayatri, because in those days they didn't just take Harinam. Prabhupada more or less pushed that through. I mean, Bhaktisiddhanta had this system, and Prabhupada made it very strong, you know, like 6 months stay in the temple, chant Hare Krishna, because people are so out of it in the West that he had to have some, you know, purification. Although it says there's no diksham, na cha chakriyam, na purascharya. You can chant, you don't need to have any purificatory activity going on. But, you know, people had no background. I mean, nothing. So he made them wait. Not the first few initiations, but after that, it became a system. You got first, but when they talk about Dibyam Gyanam, specifically, we're usually always referring to the Gayatri anyway.
I also had a question about predestination. So that idea is that, you know, from the time you're born, it's kind of predestined, like what's going to happen, what you're going to do, correct?
Is that how
Yeah. So it seems like, just like Krishna says, you know, they're all gonna be killed. So once it seems like our lives are kind of,
well, that's directly Krishna's lila. Whereas we have choice in material world. You can choose, you know, blue, red. There's so many choices people make all the time. And yeah, you could say it's predestined, but generally then we say there's choices become Vaishnava or not. So, yeah. But we don't say there's no choice. No, we have, individual has some freedom, some tiny little. It's just like Krishna has total freedom. So Prabhupada said, then we, it is said we have our tiny freedom. We can make.
But yet Krishna still knows what we're going to.
He knows it.
What we're going to do.
He knows it. Bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedena kaschana vartamanani. I know whatever's going on in the past, present, and future. So, hey, that's pretty tough. Because sometimes people try to say that the Acharya also knows this. But Prabhupada said, no, Acharya doesn't know like Krishna. He only knows what Krishna wants him to know. But also Krishna says, sarva vid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. One who knows me knows everything.
Someone who has the capacity to predict it.
Yeah, well, you know, but the living entity, even if he's the Acharya, still he's adjusting. He appears to be adjusting. Like Prabhupada was adjusting so many things, very intelligent. Oh, this happened, okay, and then we'll do this, like a chess game. All right, they did that, now we do like this. Interesting things happen, like during this, there was some contract had to be signed, and they wanted it immediately, this contract. I mean, Nartaka, you're reading the book, probably. And so Prabhupada said, you just make some mistakes in that contract. So when they see it, they'll say, okay, come back the next day, we'll give us more time, stall for time. You know, so all these things, Prabhupada's adjusting, you know. We don't say, no, we're locked in. Krishna may know everything, okay, whatever happened, but we don't know. We're acting, you know. That almost sounds like fatalism, or, you know, it doesn't sound right to me. We have some choices, but we're independent. Or else, then there's no love, because if we say there's no independence, because independent, there has to be some reciprocation with love. So, Stitadir, tell us, please.
Well, I didn't hear all the arguments, but I mean, we have independence, but you know, it's a relative degree. I mean, we're not unlimited like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the more we get immersed within conditional fantasies, we get restricted by the conditions of.
At the end of the Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, "So now you make your choice."
Yeah. I mean, you could be in, okay, sometimes Prabhupada used the example of being in prison. So you could be in maximum security prison in solitary confinement, and they give you, they shove a plate of, you know, prasadam under the door, so you
prasadam?
Can pick whatever. So you can pick, I'll eat the cauliflower first or the puri first, but you can't, you know, make a decision like, I'd like to go to the Sunday feast today. But I mean, you know, your scope for the expressing your independence has been severely restricted.
So what's that last verse, one of those last verse? It says, so you do. Now you make your choice. 18.
That's the whole thing. And then you make your choices, and you get the reaction to the choices.
Anyway, you break the law, suddenly your freedom is now confined. You know. Whereas if you're a good citizen, your facility to express yourself is opened up more.
Krishna sometimes just intervene, like devotee.
Anyway, you need the mic because no one knows what you're saying. I can't repeat everything.
My point is that we have to also define what independent really means. Tasya vaya tasya purushasya devasthane bhavato idancha paraloka sanancha.
What did you say? What did you quote?
Brihad Narada Prana.
What was it?
Tasya vaya tasya purushasya devasthane bhavato idancha paraloka sanancha tasmin shandam
tritiya
sapna sthan.
It's in here? In the purport somewhere?
It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Starts off.
So the point is that when we say we have independence, but we still have to understand that independence is still under another energy. we have a free choice, but choice is still under Jogomaya or Mahamaya. It's not like we are on our own. Anisha Jiva Rupena. Another sloka Prabhupada quote also, Anisha Jiva Rupena. Jivas are always, living entity always another potency. So choice is like a, with intelligence, okay, I cannot be on my own, I have to be under either Jogamaya or Mahamaya. So then thoughtful will be coming, okay, I have to be under Jogamaya, then it's peaceful. Otherwise automatically goes to Mahamaya, not on my own.
Yeah, I think that's the ticket there, I mean, to put it in street language. You know, we're never independent of God. We're never independent, huh?
What do you mean, what?
Street language?
Street
slang. Slang. Yeah, we're never independent of Krishna, Yogamaya, Mahamaya, it's all Krishna's energies. But in our conditional state, we think independence is, I got the kingdom of God without God, now I'm independent. So that kind of independence never exists. We're always connected, essentially connected with God. I mean, there's no independence from that, but God, you know, part of our so-called design is we have this facility for independent. We have to be autonomous to express a relationship.
Yes.
So this is simultaneously one and different.
We're given independence, so
it's
security independent. We can try to be God, but we can never become God.
And it seems like, you know, the modes are so much controlling, but that Krishna, because he loves his devotees, he sometimes intervenes, right? Krishna intervenes and throws something out to awaken the devotee, you know, whatever. Usually it's some tragedy or catastrophe or something to help him make the right choice. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Well, why did he want it?
But sometimes even if you don't want it, maybe you don't know.
No, Krishna will not intervene, force you to do something. Prabhupada made it very clear also. Krishna will never force. Even when devotee said to Prabhupada, can Krishna force us to surrender? Prabhupada said you can pray for it. Krishna will never force us to become a devotee. He will arrange, but we have to choose, make the choice.
But he's helping the devotee by setting up certain, you know, special situations that may not be common.
Yeah, right. But everything's applicable. It's taken in 2-3 levels. Everything that's applicable to Arjuna is applicable to us, but he's Arjuna, so the leelas are meant. Yashu tvatat paro bhavet, right? That Krishna says, I come to perform pastime, people hearing it, they'll be attracted. Just like the universal form is meant to attract people who are into that. Like, wow, that's really something. Wow, that's the most amazing thing I ever read. You know, I remember being attracted when I first saw the Gita. They gave me a little Gita from the San Francisco temple. They didn't have a Gita yet, it was 68. And I read that. I didn't read it much, but I got to the 11th chapter, the tiny little Gita, press Gita, like yay big. And I thought, wow, this is interesting, you know. So the other thing, you know, he actually saw it. He got scared.